When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life, you know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Welcome back to another episode of Are You There, Dad? It's me, Yoko. This week, we're going to start our podcast with yet another They Should Have Known. In this week's segment, we're going to be discussing possibly the second most famous extinction of all time, the first being my dad's marriage to his second wife, Stacy. Although, Stacy was actually like the nicest to me of all his partners, way nicer than Sharon. Hi, Sharon, if you're listening, please don't be mad. But Stacy was really nice. She actually gave me snacks after school sometimes, which is cool because my dad would only ever have beef jerky around, even though I told him that I can't eat cow or beef or anything like that after my incident at the petting zoo from 2003. But anyway, so we're going to talk about dinosaurs, which, if you didn't know, they're like these big lizards, and they went extinct 65 million years ago. Now, here's the thing. We all know that dinosaurs are just heterosexual iguanas, but these straight reptiles need to know that if they saw a big rock hurtling towards them, they should just turn away. It's like, can you be that stupid? You know what I mean? Like, just how dumb can you be to run towards the rock and then just get squished? Because I would go into my Honda CR-V and drive off. It's just like, it feels like it's common sense to me. And so if you're listening and you see a big rock hurtling towards you, just run away, you know? Don't be stupid. So that's how Yoko would have handled that. Now we're on to our next segment, which is another You Should Have Known. This week, we're going to be talking to, I'm really excited because this is someone that I ran into when I was at the local community center, and he seems like he knows a lot and he just seems really smart. Maybe he is, I don't know, but not as smart as me, so like, don't worry. But we're going to be talking with Dr. Spoo Newton, who runs the astronomy club at the local Corcoran Community Center. Welcome, doctor.
Thank you so much.
It's so nice to meet you over this podcast. Thank you so much for coming on and talking to us today about astronomy. So you're an expert in astronomy.
Yes. I studied astronomy over at Wayne State University in Detroit.
Oh, wow.
And I studied that for like about, I think that it was a nice 4-year degree, but I extended it because I needed more time to 7.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that's how people get, what are those words called? Degrees. That's awesome. So I'm actually so excited that you're here. Like, I really am so excited about you specifically, because I feel like I actually know a lot in this topic. Like, my last episode, like, I didn't know that much, but I knew a lot. And I knew more than him, so it was like, duh. But like, I'm known for that. But in this one, I really, really know a lot, because I have a sense about your topic. So
okay,
my first thing is, my chart, it has a lot of Sagittarius in it. Okay, so does that mean that I'm destined for love this year?
I believe that we have had a little bit of a misunderstanding here.
What?
As I am an astronomer, and I believe that Sagittarius has something to do with the astrology. I think that we had a bit of a misunderstanding here.
Oh, you're an astronomer?
Astronomer, yes, yes, yes. I'm somebody that...
You're not...
No. Now, look here. I am the one that focuses more on the stars. Here it goes. Here's an understanding of it, okay? Astronomy focus on more than just the stars, okay? We don't talk... Like, astrology is focusing on the stars and how that affects the human body and the natural world and stuff like that, while astronomy, on the other hand, that focuses with celestial objects, space, and the physical universe as a whole. And I was, in fact, very excited to come on this show today.
What? This is... What the hell? This is ass. You're not an astronomer.
Oh.
Who invited... What? Oh, sorry. I was talking. Oh, wait. Can you hear me? Sorry. I was talking to my producer. I didn't know that you could. Sorry, doctor. That's awesome. That's so cool that you are an astronomer.
You don't have to lie. I've heard it. It's all right. I just came on here very excited to talk about on Valentine's Day. Scientists think they discovered a black hole. Now, that's exciting. A lot of us over at the community center were rejoicing because... We never thought that we would see one in our time.
A black hole? Well, can you tell us about black holes, I guess, then?
All right, well, let me tell you about a black hole real quick.
Okay.
You don't seem so enthusiastic about it.
No, I'm just kind of upset. I wanted to have my chart read, but no, I'll listen to your holes or whatever. Keep talking.
It's just when I'm very passionate about something, I love it when the other person's just as passionate about it. So maybe if I give you a little information on what a black hole is, maybe that could get you excited about like black holes in general. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me explain to you. Okay. After a large star dies,
mm-hmm.
a black hole is left there. Now, do you understand? It's just like life is gone and there's a void where that once was. Are you not excited? I am tingling on the inside at how excited I am about black holes.
Okay, are there other holes of color?
Excuse me?
Are there other holes of color? Is that the only kind?
Black holes are, I think that black holes are, I think it's pretty straightforward that we haven't heard of any other colored holes. No blue holes, no white, no pink holes,
no. Okay, no, keep going. I'm listening. Doctor, I'm listening. I'm sorry.
No. It's fine. It's also just probably like a boring topic for you. You probably aren't interested in that.
No. You know what? I actually have some questions now that I've been thinking about. I have some questions for you, actually.
All right, shoot.
So it's my understanding that the sun is a fiery ball of gas. Am I correct in believing that?
Yes, it's a fiery ball of gas is what I believe
okay.
you meant.
Okay, so if you're listening to this, you can't see it, but he's actually shocked that I taught him that. I just taught him that. Oh. So, you know, just everyone know, experts can learn a thing or two from me as well. Now riddle me this, sir. Now riddle me this. My ex once called me a fiery ball of gas before he broke up with me on a Kesha cruise. Now, what do you think Jake meant by that?
I absolutely have no idea. Maybe you're very flatulent. Maybe your gas burned off any extra hair that was on his body. I don't know. I've been in that situation where gas has been strong enough to remove hair from an individual's body. So maybe that is something that your ex, Jake, was trying to emphasize with you being a fiery gas ball like the sun.
Okay, now a follow-up question to that. So Jake... blocked me on Instagram, but then I made another Instagram account and then I started looking at his stories, but he blocked that too. So what do you think I should do? How do I still, can you follow him for me right now actually? And can you tell me what he posted today?
I simply don't have time for that. As an astronomer, I'm out here constantly taking in news and information about space and the world, and this just has nothing to do with me. This isn't my zone. And it seems to me that maybe you're not ready to pursue relationships or something like that. But that's not my place. As an astronomer, it's not my place to say that. I'm also very single. Most people that I've tried to go out with end up ghosting me or for some reason just disappearing off the planet Earth. I never see them again.
disappearing off Earth. Because you're
astronomer.
Sorry, continue.
No, I got what you were saying. Didn't think it was very funny as I was being vulnerable.
Sorry.
And sharing a part of myself.
Sorry, doctor. Continue.
As an astronomer, it's a very lonely, it's a very lonely journey. Not too many people
okay,
care.
Okay, speaking of loneliness, I have a question.
All right, shoot away.
Why is NASA so homophobic? Because I feel like it keeps playing with Pluto's feelings. Because it keeps saying like, hey, Pluto, you're a twink. And then sometimes it's not a twink. Do you see what I'm saying? It just, it keeps playing with Pluto's feelings.
There is a back and forth. There is a
Why
back
is
and
that?
Forth.
Why is it so now, homophobic?
I just don't know that that's what you mean. You know, as Pluto is a planet and therefore doesn't have an orientation of that kind. So I don't know that NASA can be viewed as homophobic in that regard.
Are you sure?
I don't know their status as far as like hiring people of a different orientation or anything like that. And I don't want to speak to that. I don't want to say anything negative about NASA, for I am still trying to get work there. But I would like to say, I do understand the confusion with Pluto becoming a planet and then again losing its planetary status.
Okay.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Now, as I was saying, I wanted to really get back on this topic because I came on here. A lot of the kids are very excited. The kids that come into the astronomy club, we have an astronomy club for young adults, children. It just doesn't seem like you're interested in what I have to say.
No, I'm Professor, I'm listening. Please continue.
It's doctor. Professor makes me feel old.
Okay, doctor, please continue.
Matter of fact, could you just call me Doc Spoo? Doc Spoo Newton?
Okay. Doc Spoo, please.
This has absolutely nothing to do with astronomy in any way, but I always wanted the title of Doc after I saw Back to the Future.
What's that? When is that from? Is that a movie or a TV show? I've never seen movies before 2001, so I don't know.
Young man, how old are you?
None of your business.
Oh, fair enough. I'm sorry. This is not Doc Spoo's show. I'm just going to mind my business.
No. Are you? You said you were single. So are you? Never mind. Okay. Yoko, snap out of it. So, Doc, please continue. What were you saying that the kids are interested in? The youths?
The kids are just very interested in space as a whole. They love talking about the planets. Uh-huh. They love this new black hole that was discovered on Valentine's Day. And I just think it's fantastic. We look at pictures from satellites. We just had an experiment where the kids got to create their own rovers and pretend that they were like surveying. We got the little Lego sets so that the kids could pretend that they're surveying the planet.
Okay, well, how far away is this black hole? Is it like close to Earth? Should I be scared like it's Jake and it's just gonna gobble all of us up when we're least expecting it?
No, need for fear. No need to cause alarm, okay? I'll tell you this.
Okay.
The black hole is millions of miles away. So far away from us that we need not worry. It happens. Stars die and black holes form. I mean, years from now. Our sun is going to go out.
You have a son? What's his name?
As previously stated, I am a very single man. I don't have any children.
You could be single and have a son like my dad between 2006 and 2008. And then Obama got elected and then everything was okay. And that's when Sharon came. Sharon didn't let me come back into the house between 2011 and 2014.
I just don't feel like this is something that we should be talking about.
You're right. Okay, so your son. I don't have a son. I'm single. You have a son.
S-U-N.
I'm single.
S-U-N, not S-O-N. S-U-N. Like the sun, the fiery ball of gas. We just talked about it not too long ago. The sun.
Your son's gay too.
That the planets.
Your son's gay too.
Jesus Christ.
That's awesome. That's awesome that you have a gay son.
Why'd you bring me on here today?
I'm curious about astronomy.
I don't feel like you're curious about astronomy. All your questions have been about astrology.
No.
And you think that I'm some kind of, what is the thing called? A tarot card reader. And that's not my calling. When I got into astronomy, it was because I was interested in the planets, the stars, the solar system as a whole, universes, galaxies. Okay?
Okay.
I don't care about that. Not that I think that it's invalid. People use it, different cultures use it as a form of like, you know, connecting with their lovers and stuff like that, finding stuff out like that. But that's just not my calling.
You're right.
And I just feel very frustrated. I was very excited to come on here.
No.
And you just seem so disinterested. After leading me all of our email conversations prior to this, you seem so excited about the topic of astronomy. And I just don't understand all of a sudden now that I'm here, we don't want to talk about black holes.
Okay, well, I'm going to be honest. First of all, that was my producer, Olivia, writing all those. So I apologize. You're right. This is exactly what Jake told me. Jake said that I don't show any interests in his interests. And that's why he broke up with me. And you know what? You're right. I need to do a better job at being interested. So, you know, Professor, I'm here. I'm here and I'm ready to listen and learn about black holes. I'm ready.
Thank you so much. Got me so flustered. I'm so sorry that I didn't mean to blow up the way that I did about that. It's just such a topic.
Like how your son's gonna blow up one day and then be, and stars. See, I know a thing or two too. Stars like Mariah Carey, when they die, they become supernovas. Phew. Nicki Minaj, Lady Gaga.
I thought you said you were gonna be here.
Sorry, I realized that what I said was very stupid and you're reminding me of my stepmother Sharon now, so I'll shut up and listen. Please.
I just don't want to seem like I'm coming at you from a place of malice or frustration. I'm just saying that you brought me onto the show to discuss something that I'm passionate about.
You're right.
I don't want to come at you with any kind of attitude or any kind of like frustration in that way. And I apologize if I've said anything that might have made you feel bad or offended. It's just, I just get really passionate about it.
Yeah.
And sometimes that manifests in a frustrating way. So if you could just forgive Doc Spoo.
Doc Spoo.
If you could forgive Doc Spoo.
Doc Spoo, it's okay.
If you could just forgive me.
It's okay. I forgive you. Whew! That's the first time I said that.
I receive it. I receive that. I'm a very... I like to show my emotions, and that little moment that we just shared in that time, I got a little tear coming out of one of my eyes.
Oh.
I don't have a tear duct in the other one, so that prevents me from crying out of one of my eyes. But an excess of tears do come out eventually. It probably won't show up right now, but it's going to come back later. Now,
did you lose your tear ducts too by staring at the sun for too long?
No, it was actually just...
Oh, me neither. Definitely me neither.
Well, that's something that we have in common, that we both didn't lose it that way.
Yeah.
So what I want to say is I just want to give you a little something here. And I actually think that I might have flubbed and said it at the top, but this is me correcting myself. Black holes actually don't suck. Mm-mm. See, that's caused by like a vacuum or something. Things fall into black holes, but they don't get sucked into a black hole. You know what I'm saying? They fall in.
Okay.
A lot of people think that because cartoons and other forms of media will show black holes like pulling people in. Uh-huh. But in fact, you would fall into a black hole versus that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So is there a black hole that's close to us? Like, what's the nearest one? If we want to, say, push a stepmother in there that has wronged you time and time again.
I don't think that there's one close enough for that. You might just have to find a manhole or something on Earth.
Okay, noted. Do you have a favorite planet, Doctor?
Actually, my favorite planet is the one that everybody's talking about.
Bruno.
What's that?
It's a song. We don't talk about Bruno. That was stupid.
Sorry. Who's that by?
Hamilton.
Oh. All right. Well, I want to answer this question for you right here.
Yeah.
The closest black hole to Earth.
Uh-huh.
It's actually named Sagittarius A, if we go back to what you were talking about, you know. But while that is the name of that particular black hole, I still have no interest or ability to answer your specific question about astrology.
Okay, well, I can answer yours. What sign are you, Doctor? What sign are you?
Last time I took one of those tests online, I was an Aries.
You're an Aries?
Yeah.
That makes sense. See that? Listeners, if you just happen to skip ahead to this part, rewind and listen. Our doctor, very Aries. Very Aries. You're so Aries.
And I have absolutely no idea what that means.
It means like you were doing things that were super Aries.
And again, I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. And
see, listeners, this is why it's important to always listen, because you might learn a thing or two from people that you're least expecting it from.
And I think it would be most important for you to also take that note, because I feel like...
What are you implying?
That you don't listen.
I've been listening to you this whole time.
Could you tell me...
And I'm a good listener.
Could you tell me anything?
I'm a very good listener.
Give me some facts.
My best friend David says I'm the best listener.
Give me something that I've said.
You have a son. His name is Lionel. He is a beautiful piano player, won third in the state, and he's going to become a supernova star.
I've never said...
When he dies.
I've never said any of that.
But then people might trip into him.
I didn't say any of that. And it's something, because what you just did was paint a very beautiful picture of a young man who I wouldn't be disappointed in having as a son. But seeing that I don't have a child right now, and I can't seem to find the right person for me to even think about starting a family with, it makes me sad. Because what you just created was a phenomenal young man who, Lionel would be the best son that I could have had.
Oh.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Well, Professor, why don't we think a little bit more about Lionel? Maybe Lionel's in your future. There's this thing that the youths are also into called manifesting. Maybe we should manifest a son for you and a beautiful partner.
I don't really think that that's something Professor, that me if you're and you should be talking about.
No, if listeners, if you're listening to this, we are trying to find love now. This is now, are you their lover? It's Doc Spoo.
I'm not into this.
Yes, let's find love.
No, I'm actually pretty good on that. Instead, let's just talk about, I just give you some quick facts, some quick astronomy facts.
I feel like you're doing that thing that my dad does every time that I say that I love him, and he starts looking for Lays in the closet, and you're starting to avoid the thing that I'm saying, which is maybe we should talk about the fact that you're very single, and you're very alone.
Our solar system is about 4.5 billion years old.
And maybe you should have a lover.
The moon is drifting away from Earth at a rate of 1.5 inches a year.
Like that, my dad's love is drifting away from me, yeah, 1.5 inches a year.
All right, here's one that's fun that the kids really enjoy. A person that weighs 220 pounds on Earth would only weigh 84 pounds on Mars. Now that...
She's skinny!
That's something different for you, right? I mean, that's the kids love that fact, because they just like, we can fly in space.
Okay. Can we get back to you being single?
Astronomers have made more than 1.4 million observations using the Hubble Space Telescope. Ugh, now to be able to use that one, that would be a dream right there.
Hubble rhymes with bubble, which is what I think that you're in right now while you're single. And let's pop it. Find you a lover.
I'm just going to be honest with you right now.
Okay.
That's not something that I particularly want to share with you. We've been talking and we've been very cordial and friendly with each other, despite a few little disagreements, a little tiffs along the way. I don't feel comfortable talking with you specifically about my love life. Also on this podcast that I was brought on to talk about astronomy.
Again, that was my producer, Olivia, that brought you on. I thought you were an astrologer.
Is this a waste of my time?
No, Professor. Okay. You know what? I love these fun talks. Please. I'm listening.
I'm just trying to mold young minds to get more excited about becoming astronomers. We need more. I think we have a lot, but we need more.
You're tired of being the single astronomer. You're tired of being the only one.
Again, I'm not the only one. And I would love it if you would stop bringing up my love life in this conversation.
I didn't bring up your love life, Professor Doctor. I was just saying you're the only one I've ever met, which means you're the single astronomer in my life.
And the thing is that I see what you're doing, and I don't like it.
Okay.
But I'm not trying to, again, I'm on here to promote the astronomy club that I host over at the Corcoran's Community Center. We've been there for over 5 years now, actually.
Wow.
And it has been growing very slowly. Mm-hmm. We actually have a couple other astronomers that have come to speak and talk. We've also had...
Are any of them hot?
I'm sure in their own right, they're all very attractive. Sure, but that's not what they're there for. They're there to teach and mold the minds. We've also, we've been starting a petition to try to get Neil deGrasse Tyson to come and speak, and hopefully he's listening on here, because it would be great for Neil deGrasse Tyson to come through to the Corcoran Community Center and speak at our astronomy club, because we love watching the Cosmos show that you have. You're incredible, Neil.
And I love your chicken nuggets. I love your chicken strips and the buffalo chicken nuggies.
Are you connecting Tyson's chicken nuggets to Neil deGrasse Tyson's last name?
That's not him?
No, that's a totally different person.
Okay. Sorry.
Because by that, then you would also think that Mike Tyson was connected to them as well, right?
No.
How about Cecily Tyson?
No.
No, you wouldn't think that at all.
No.
So why would Neil deGrasse Tyson be the one that you chose to make that about? It's a popular last name. It's very common. There's absolutely no reason. I would have just said that was a bit. But you made it your truth.
I thought
I think
maybe.
that says a lot about you.
Anyway, how often does that club meet?
So we do once every other week.
Okay. And can anyone join?
Anyone can join. All are welcome. The only prerequisite is you love space.
Okay, so you hear that. If you love Doc Spoo, that's a prerequisite to have to join. You have to love Doc Spoo, and you have to love...
No, you have to love space. You don't have to love me.
Okay, you can love space too, I guess, but you have to love Doc Spoo. Let's find Doc Spoo love! Doc, are you mad at me?
I'm not mad at you. Just slightly irritated, but not mad.
You sound just like Sharon.
I don't know who Sharon is.
Sharon's my stepmom. Sharon's my stepmom, okay? She's the worst. I hate her.
I believe that my position...
She's mean.
I believe that my position has once again been confused, as I am still an astronomer and not a therapist.
Okay, so are you on my side or Sharon's side? Just answer. Are you on my side or Sharon's?
I'm not on anyone's side. I don't really know the situation. And I think that any problem that you have with Sharon... It's a problem that you and Sharon should talk about.
Okay, well then let me just paint you a picture using planets so it makes sense to you, okay? Let's say there's one planet and it's just minding its own business, okay? It's just a cute little planet with rings, with a bunch of rings, like 7 rings, okay? It's just like going in space and it's fine. And then all of a sudden it has this meteor that's coming towards it, and then the meteor keeps annoying it, and then the meteor is like, stop playing with my curlers and stop moving around my highlights magazines, those are for my other kids, not for you, and stop asking me to pick you up after chess club, it's not my fault that you keep getting eliminated so early in the in-school tournament and you have to wait around for me, I promised your dad that I'll pick you up once a week. And stop asking me if we can go to Raising Cane's on the way back home. It makes my car smell all funny, and it smells already funny because of that time that you accidentally dookied yourself after the petting zoo in 2003.
Again, how old are you?
None of your business.
And that's fair. You know, again, another question I could just ask. Just looking at you, I don't think that you, I would feel that you wouldn't have to deal with Sharon that often, as you seem like you have your own freedom.
Well, I have to deal with Sharon all the time, and she refuses to pick me up after these podcast recordings, too. But anyway, I think that's a good transition for us to go into our last segment of the episode, which is I Should Have Known. I always like to end things by showcasing that I may be an expert in both our guest's field and my own and every other field, but our guest might not be as smart as me. And to do that, I'm going to test our guest with 5 questions about me. Doc Spoo, are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's start now. Question number 1, where did I have my first kiss?
At Sharon's.
What the hell? I had my first kiss at Pitbull's performance at the Kiss FM Jingle Ball 2007. It was very romantic. It was awesome.
How am I supposed to know that?
It was an awesome, awesome thing that I got to do, and it was so cool. And then Sharon came into my life a year later, and then things weren't awesome anymore.
I really don't think that you should be unpacking this stuff.
No, and then Edgar stopped texting me back on BlackBerry Messenger, and then my parents took away my BlackBerry.
You shouldn't be telling me these things.
And then, okay. My producer's saying move on. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, question number 2. Name 3 of my ex-boyfriends now.
Jake.
And?
Edward.
Edgar.
Jake and Edgar.
I said 3.
I honestly gotta say I don't care.
Okay, well,
it's not my business.
Well, the correct answer was Sleepy, Dopey, or Doc. You could pick any one of those. Okay, question number 3. Who's my favorite author?
I don't know. Some self-help book.
No, it's JoJo Siwa. Question number 4. What's my least favorite drink?
When can we be done with this?
Come on. You have 2 more questions left. What's my favorite drink, Doc Spoo?
Dish soap.
No. I don't like what you're implying by that. And the answer is my half-sister's stupid my half-sister's stupid lemonade from that stand she set up when she was 5. And lastly, who's my favorite singer?
What's her name? Kim Petras.
No. It's me. I'm my favorite singer. Thank you so much for joining us. And thanks to all the listeners for joining this week's episode of Are You There, Dad? It's me, Yoko. And until next time, bye!
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander. Or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.